Biba has a genetic mutation where he doesn't sweat. It means his skin has a lot less water, and so a higher resistance to electricity. He says he does not feel currents that would shock most of us. And scientists say, yeah, that might be possible. The superpower does come with that huge downside of not sweating ever. Having a body that cannot cool itself is really, really miserable.
You know, from May until September, I'm a dead man, basically.
So. Because of the heat.
Yes. I need to be next to an air conditioner all day, or I need to be in a wet T-shirt or next to water or something.
But the biggest problem with having a special talent like a high resistance to electricity is figuring out what exactly you do with that talent. You can't just put on a costume and join the X-Men. Until the day that mankind is threatened by an alien race whose bodies are electric charges, you really aren't much use as a superhero. Biba's brother has the same genetic mutation, and he decided to do nothing with it. He stayed on the family farm. But Biba was sure, there must be a way to monetize this. So, he went into show business, created a little act, doing electricity tricks. Like this one, he sticks a fork in each end of a hot dog, holds the hot dog in midair in front of his face, one hand on each fork. And then, okay, it's not clear exactly what's going on or whether you actually need a genetic mutation to do this trick, but electricity is pumped through the forks and cooks the hot dogs.